definitely go in with an open mind to be willing to learn. I mean, I thought I knew a whole bunch from book smarts, but the books are not like the real world.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast where we talk with successful insurance and risk management professionals to gain insight into what makes them so successful and to talk about the topics that are relevant to you. This is Speaking Insurance. One of our biggest goals here at the National Alliance Research Academy is to introduce young professionals to the insurance and risk management industry. As part of this effort, the Academy has worked with universities across the country to develop the University Associate Program. This program allows university students to earn one of two designations, the UACIC and the UACRM, while obtaining college credit. By earning these designations, these students receive credit for the first two parts of the corresponding designations, CIC and CRM. Today's guest is Ashley McCready, the first person to obtain both of the University Associate designations. She's since gone on to have a very successful career in the industry and is now Assistant Vice President of Woodruff Sawyer Insurance. So, Ashley, you're the first person to earn both the UACIC and the UACRM.
Yeah, apparently.
So tell me about your experience with the university programs and what was it that got you into taking these programs?
You know, honestly, I didn't know that the UA program existed until my junior senior year of college. So I knew of the CIC designation, but because my dad taught the classes for agency management and he has his CIC, but I didn't know that I could go ahead and get a jump start on it through the university program. So when I found out that one of my classes, as long as I got some kind of B plus or A, I think it might have actually had to be an A or above, then I got credit for one of the tests. I was like, yeah, let's do this. You know, why not? And so from there, they kind of took a group of us who wanted to go ahead and go after these designations. And we self-studied and then we gathered in a room and did kind of just like a normal seminar CIC CRM testing and did the test. And then same process, you found out a couple weeks later if you passed, and I passed. So my first one I believe I got was my UACIC. And then from there, they said, well, it's the same thing if you want to go ahead and knock two out for your CRM designation. So I said, sure. But the biggest thing was when after I graduated and I was searching for a job, how much of an impact it had on the interviewing process and the people I was interviewing with. Some of the feedback that I got was, wow, you're really investing already in your career and your continuing education, even though you just got out of college. You know, that shows that you're dedicated, you're serious, you're ambitious. We like that. And it really did kind of put me above the rest, on top of having that risk management and insurance degree. It was a good compliment.
Well, that's perfect. You went right into my next question, which was going to be, you know, once you got the UA designations, how did that help you in your job search? You know, what was the advantage of obtaining these designations so that you had them coming out of college when you were looking for a job?
Yeah. And I mean, it seriously showed the potential employers that, you know, I was serious about what I was doing, what I wanted. I knew that I wanted to chase after, you know, my CIC, CRM. I wanted to complete those designations. So some of the questions that would arise would be, well, how quickly do you want to? And I would say as quickly as possible, but definitely within that 5-year time period. So I don't have to, you know, start over again from the first pass of the test. And so that really helped. But then, you know, it also, I would totally recommend students, and I do this all the time actually, to students who are majoring in risk management insurance, if they have the opportunity to do it, because it's going to keep you on track to go ahead and obtain those full designations within the time frame, but also just pushes you to keep focused on those, because it's really easy once you get into the career world to just go ahead and focus on other things. So this really does give you a building block to success.
So how did it help you once you got your first job to have taken these programs? Did you feel like it gave you a solid background in the industry?
Yeah, you know, I think it was a good compliment to, I mean, I learned a lot of book stuff, right? Basics from the risk management insurance degree. But this really helped start to make me network in the real world, because even through those seminars, as I completed the full designations, it really helped me get to know people who were other brokers, who were risk managers. So really got me into a position where I could talk to those people about how they got to where they are and why they use this designation. And it's interesting, you know, a risk manager uses these designations along with brokers, along with agents. You know, it's very fascinating just to see how wide of a variety and audience these designations capture. So I think it did give me a solid background, but even more so helped me go ahead and begin my networking in the industry.
So by earning the UACIC and UACRM designations, you came out of college already having the first two credits towards earning each of the CIC and CRM designations, correct?
I did, yes.
Are you still working on those designations, or have you attained them at this point, or what's your progress on that?
I have completed both of them as of last year. So I have my full CIC and CRM designation now.
Awesome. Well, congrats on that.
Thank you.
How do you feel like having these designations has impacted your career?
You know, I think by making sure that I stay up to date and, you know, requiring that I go to continuing education classes. So I just actually completed my first RUBL class for my continuing education for this year for both my CIC and CRM. And, you know, it really didn't know what to expect, it being my first one, but it was fun in the sense of, you know, you're not so concerned about passing a test this time. You're really there just to network and really be updated on the risks that are up and coming. So, for example, drones, you know, that's an up and coming risk that people are now having to think about. So, you know, I think it really does make sure that you're staying up to date, and it can provide that value because of that to your clients. And I have those little brochures for your CIC and what that actually means to your client that I include when I go out to visit my clients. And people have actually said, wow, we didn't know that's what this designation means, but that definitely sets you apart from the people who don't have that.
So Ashley, when you first started out in the industry, was there anything that you struggled with at first?
That's a good question. You know, I think it probably would be, you know, just make sure that you're confident and keep in mind that you always are going to be continuing to learn no matter what industry you're in, but especially in insurance, because risks are up and coming and changing all the time. So, you know, also be confident in the way that you're going about. I mean, just keep in mind, one of the things my dad actually taught me a while back was, when you're nervous going into a meeting, just keep in mind that you know more about insurance than they do most of the time. So just be confident. And, you know, if you don't know something, don't be afraid to say, let me get back to you on that. I don't want to give you the wrong answer. So I don't know if there was something challenging. I think the biggest part in sales in particular is you cannot take being rejected personally. We call it Q-tip. Quit taking it personal. So
I like that. That's good advice.
Yeah.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you faced throughout your career? Perhaps challenges that you still face now?
You know, challenges would probably be just keeping on marketing, networking, picking up the phone and dialing, smiling and dialing, I guess is the key phrase there. So just, I think, you know, making sure that you stay organized, because in sales, you really do need to keep yourself organized on top of things. Make sure you're sticking to your to-do list and your follow-ups. Follow-ups are key. There's some crazy statistics out there that people just don't follow up, and the people that do are the ones that get the business. And I've definitely found that to be true, and have gotten actually a couple prospects and that turned into clients have said, you know, you're the one that keeps following up. We're going to put our business with you because we're not even a client, and you talk to us more than our current broker does. And so, you know, it's definitely just making sure you're organized and diligent, I would say, are the two biggest things.
What are some skills that you have, or just anything that you try to do consistently that you feel has contributed to your success?
I would say, you know, we use Salesforce in my company. And so making sure that when I do tag a to-do list, that I actually do it that day, because it's really easy to just, you know, skip over it, put it off till tomorrow. Oh, I'll make the phone calls tomorrow. Well, then something comes up tomorrow and you don't end up doing that. So just making sure I'm logging all my calls, logging all my emails, staying up to date on those, following up, like I just said. And then I would also say, you know, attending networking events, because once you get a strong network in other trades, such as accountants, lawyers, you name it. I mean, you would be surprised the people that can actually give you leads and supply you clients. And so, and vice versa. I mean, you develop that kind of relationship where your client now has a need. Well, guess what? You have a connection with the banker who can help them. And so that just provides more value that you provided to your client. So I would say between networking, staying organized through calendar, Salesforce, making those calls, following up with emails. The other practice that I find has kind of gone on the wayside, which is a shame, but it has set me apart in a lot of cases and along with my colleagues, is doing handwritten notes. Those just don't come about anymore. Yeah. So handwritten notes have been a huge set apart. I mean, it can be as simple as like if you have someone get recognized in the Denver Business Journal or Business Journal in another city, just sending them a quick congratulations, saw this in the Business Journal. That's great. Would love to meet with you. And you'd be surprised how many people actually will take a meeting because you took the time to write them. So
yeah, definitely. How long have you been doing that?
Since day one. Actually, you know, it's something my mom and dad always taught my sister and I, and it seemed like a pain in the butt to handwrite thank you notes for birthdays and Christmases and stuff. But, you know, it did definitely apply to the business world. And even after meetings, I now will still every time write a handwritten thank you note just saying thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Highlight something in the conversation that I captured and thought was the most prevalent. And then that's it. And it's just really well received.
Awesome. So this is something that your parents taught you growing up that you were able to apply to your professional life.
It is. Yep.
Do you have any other examples of that where perhaps there are some values that your parents taught you growing up that ended up making you a better person professionally?
You know, I think one of the things that they've always been very good at is making sure that, I mean, my sister and I were always great in sports, and I feel that we always caught on to things a lot quicker than maybe some other people would. So making sure that we kept level-headed. Another piece of that puzzle too is what's perceived as someone to be below you, don't ever discount that and don't ever view it like that, because you never know who those people are, who they're connected to, who they're going to become. So one of the things, I mean, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you, just golden rule, right? So that was another huge piece of it, is just make sure you're treating everyone with respect and be kind.
Definitely. And so now, speaking of your parents, I understand your dad is a CIC as well. So you kind of grew up around insurance. Was your dad a big influence on you in making your decision to get into the insurance industry?
He was. You know, him and my mom both, actually. So they both met while they were working at Travelers. So it's kind of entertaining in that sense. So my mom's since gone a different direction from insurance. However, growing up, both my parents were always able to be there for my sister and I. They attended every sporting event, every dance recital, you know, any band concert that we had. And so when it came time to decide, you know, what major do I want to be in, there were a couple of things that came to mind. And as I talked to my parents about it, we kind of came to the summary of insurance. But those things were, you know, I really enjoyed community service and helping people. You know, and I love the flexibility that they had growing up. But I wanted to do something, you know, that I could also make a living off of and have a strong financial base. And then, of course, have some kind of social aspect to it. So growing up, I saw my dad, you know, always be able to be there along with my mom. So I knew that we had a great kind of standard of living growing up, took wonderful family vacations together. So was very blessed in that sense. And so I knew the monetary part was pretty well taken care of, or he was a great faker, but it was pretty well taken care of. And then, you know, the helping people came up, and my dad said, Ashley, I get that, you know, insurance is not what you perceive in college as amazing, you know, but it's necessary. It's a steady job. Everyone's always going to have it, no matter what the economy does. And when people actually have something happen to them and they get help by their homes being rebuilt because of insurance, or their business gets to stay in business because of insurance, you know, they praise insurance. So you really do help people, and it's a puzzle every day. So he said, I think you'd enjoy this. Take the intro class. So I did. And I actually kind of nerded out on it and loved it, and then proceeded to do it. So
Are there any tips or any piece of advice that you'd give to somebody just starting out in the insurance industry?
Yeah, you know, I would say go for it. Figure out what you want to do. There's plenty of time. Service is definitely different from sales. That's different from underwriting. You know, I would say talk to as many different people as you can within different organizations, everything from the large corporate organizations to the private organizations to the mom and pop shops, because everyone's going to have a different cultural fit. And culture is probably the biggest thing to your success, along with, of course, you investing in your continuing education and making sure that you have mentorship. But I would definitely say don't be afraid to hold back. Definitely be confident. Not cocky, confident, and understand you don't know what you don't know. Definitely go in with an open mind to be willing to learn. I think that is a definite big lesson. I mean, I thought I knew a whole bunch from book smarts, but the books are not like the real world. So that's where the CIC and CRM definitely helped in the real world aspect. But yeah, just be confident. Don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to talk to people. Don't be afraid of rejection. It happens to everyone, and it most importantly, don't take it personally. So,
definitely. If you had it all to do again, is there anything you would do differently?
You know, there have definitely been some ups and downs in my career so far. And I would say the ups were great. The downs were learning experiences. And without those, I don't think I would be where I am. So no, I would say probably not.
Ashley, thanks so much for joining us today. You can find more information on the University Associate Program by visiting thenationalalliance.com/academy. And remember to check out our LinkedIn page and let us know your thoughts on today's podcast. This is Speaking Insurance.